name of Jesus, I bear testimony.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
I'm Deacon Peter Wong from Malacca, West Malaysia.
我是来自西马马六甲教会的彼得执事。
I'm 40 years old.
我今年四十岁。
Why I say this? Because some of you say I'm 30, so I got to correct it. I'm 40 years old, and my wife is here.
我因为有人说我今年才三十岁，所以我要再次强调，我其实四十岁。我的太太也有来。
Actually, I should have been ordained 5 years ago, but I was just ordained last month.
其实本来在五年前我就应该被按立成执事，但是，我是上个月才被按立成执事的。
Later, I will share what's going on.
等一下，我就会跟你们分享到底发生了什么事情。
But halfway through my testimony, I will ask the AV room to show the photos afterwards. But I'd like to warn you if you're sensitive to gruesome image, you have to be warned.
那等一下见证到一半，我可能我要先警告大家，如果你们看一些画面不太舒服的话，那你们可能要比较令人感觉到害怕的照片，那你们要先有心理准备。
That's why I will only ask him to show towards the end of the testimony, so it won't make you sick.
那所以我就是要求他们在见证的最后才将图片放映出来，那你就不会感觉很不舒服。
Before I share the main event, I just want to give you a back about my background, and then after that you know why I did certain things.
那我先要跟你们讲一下我的背景，那你就可以知道为什么在这过程当中我做了一些什么事。
My father came to believe in the Lord when he was in his 30s. That means I didn't spend our childhood in a very good Christian family. We were not brought up in a very good RE.
我的父亲是在他三十多岁的时候才来相信真耶稣教会，所以我从小并没有受过正统的宗教教育，也没有在一个基督化的家庭里长大。
And my father, he was a very stubborn man.
我的父亲是一个非常固执的人。
He was also very stiff-necked and a very hard-headed man.
他是一个非常难接受别人意见，也就是非常坚持、非常固执己见的人。
When God chose him, God has to practically beat him into submission.
当神拣选他的时候，神是管教他，直到他愿意来相信。
Imagine
鞭打他。
Imagine when he has after he was baptized, before he was baptized, he was a gambler. He loved to gamble.
在他未受洗之前，他是一个赌徒。
And after he was baptized, he didn't kick his habit, and he still goes to gamble.
但是在他受洗之后，他还是没有戒到这个赌徒的这个嗜好，还是有去赌博。
And one time when he was rushing to put a bet on the horse racing, and his friend came by, and he had an accident with his friend, so his car door couldn't close.
有一次，当他要赶着去赌马的时候，就刚好撞到了他朋友的车，然后他的车门不能关。
And that is a God's obstruction, but he was he didn't give up. He used a rope to tie the door, and he continued to go.
但是这虽然这是神的阻挡他，但是他还是不愿意放弃。他用一条绳子把门绑上，然后继续开车去赌马。
So what happened was when he was on the way home from the gambling.
当他从赌马的路途回家时
，and on a stretch of road there is a winding road.
那就有一条蜿蜒的道路。
And it was raining.
下着雨。
And suddenly a goat just rushed out and he hit the goat.
有一只羊就跳出来，他就撞到了羊。
And the goat flew into the ravine.
Into the? 哦，那个那只羊就飞起来。对不起，就飞到。
And actually, the goat actually cried out with a very sad or very painful sound.
那只羊就发出了惨叫的声音。
And that from that moment, he realized, and he maybe the Holy Spirit moved him, and he started to remember that the goat is actually like the Lord Jesus, who has sacrificed himself for him, and yet he's still doing this.
那时他就受到圣灵的感动，他就想起主就好像那只羊一样，为他牺牲了，但是他还是 这么做。
And from that moment, he keep crying as he drive home, and until he is at home, he's still crying. And from that moment on, he is able to kick the bad habit.
从那个时刻开始，他一面驾车回家，一面落泪，直到他回家。从那时开始，他也不再赌博了。
What I'm saying is that, I'm my father's son, and I have the same DNA. We are very stiff, naked, and always want to challenge the authority, and we are not the type, the submissive type.
那我为什么要这样说？因为我是我父亲的儿子，跟他一样的个性，就是不会轻易的顺服。
So 5 years ago, some preacher proposed to the board of ministers and the ADC, and they decided that I should be ordained as deacon.
那五年前就是有长职提议要将我按立成执事。
And when I heard the news, I was shocked.
当我听到这个消息的时候，我是惊讶万分。
Of course, I was very, very unwilling.
我是非常的不愿意。
Because in my mind, I know my own characters.
因为我本身知道自己的个性。
And how can I be a deacon?
我怎么可以成为一个执事呢？
Actually, this morning I was very touched by the sharing of preacher. You know, actually he described all that was in my heart.
那今天早上我听到了传道的勉励，我其实心里非常的感动。
So I reject the ordination.
我那时就拒绝了被安立。
So of course some ministers and even elders come and rebuke me.
那就有一些长职来责备我。
But when they rebuked me, I thought that what I did was right.
当他们责备我时，我却认为自己是对的。
And I actually feel upset with them.
我其实有一点对他们感到生气。
I was thinking I have been doing divine work from my teens.And I have been involved in all kinds of divine work. I thought that is good enough.
那我就心里在想，我从年少的时候就开始做了各种各样的圣工，我认为那已经足够了。
And I don't like to be a deacon.
我不喜欢当一个执事。
And at that time, I was so arrogant. I thought, this is my life. How can the church decide my life?
那时我非常的高傲，我就认为这是我自己的人生。教会怎么可以决定我的人生呢？
But of course, I was very wrong.
当然我是错的，而且错的离谱。
Actually, from the moment we are baptized, our life does not belong to us, but it is because it was redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
从我们受洗的那一刻，我们的生命就不再属于我们自己，因为我们被神的宝血救赎了。
So at that time, I was in the comfort zone. I had a very good career. I was enjoying life. I was enjoying church life. And I thought,there's no need to be a deacon.
那时我在享受着我的人生，我有一个好的事业，我享受着教会的生活，我享受着人生。
So not long after that, something happened.
那不久之后，事情发生了。
I still think, like preacher share, we think we are right, but something is not so right.
就好像传道勉励我们感觉对，但是还是有些事情并不对。
At that time, deep in my heart, in my conscience, I know this is wrong, but I suppress my conscience.
其实我的内心深处，我的良心告诉我这是不对的，但是我就压抑着这个感动。
So one night, at 3 a.m.
有一个晚上3点凌晨。
When I was sleeping, suddenly I felt a sharp pain on my back.
那就突然感觉到背部一阵。刺痛。
It's like somebody just punched me very hard.
就好像有人用力的捶了我或者揍了我一拳。
So I woke up and asked my wife to massage, give me a massage.
我就起身叫太太帮我按摩。
But there's no use. After that, I walked down and walked upstairs and trying to make it better.
那还是没有用，我就走上下楼梯来想要让自己更舒服。
But to my shock, suddenly I feel that.I start to lose my motor functions. I cannot stand and I collapse.
那突然间我就非常害怕，因为我失去了我的肢体的活动的能力，就突然倒在地上。
Before I collapse, I call my wife. I say I'm going to collapse.
在我还没有完全倒下，我就呼叫我的妻子说我要倒下了。
I collapse like a rag doll, you know, just like that.
然后我就像一个洋娃娃一样就倒下了。
And I was lying there in the living room, and my wife was with me.
我就躺在客厅，我太太跟我一起。
And I noticed that only my head can move. The rest of my body, there's no more feelings.
突然间，只有我的颈项可以动一动，其他身体的部分都动不了。
I was shocked, but I tried to calm myself.
我很非常的惊讶，但是我尝试镇定。
Of course, obviously, the next thing to do is pray. So I pray, I ask my wife, and we pray there for about an hour.
我就跟我妻子一起一同祷告了一个小时。
And after 1 hour, amazingly, there's a soothing feeling on my neck, and then suddenly I'm okay, just like normal.
然后祷告了一个小时，就感觉到颈项那里比较舒服，然后就可以开始动了。
So I knew something was not right.
我就感觉到有一些事情不太对。
So I went for an MRI scan.
我就去做了一个
MRI.
不是，啊？核磁共振。
And the result is positive. There's nothing wrong.
医生告诉我一切正常。
So I was relieved and I live my life as usual.
我感觉到那没事就好，我就继续过我的生活。
So about almost a year passed and these symptoms comes back.
一年之后，这样的情况又发生了。
Okay, I cut the story short. Actually, I collapsed for another 3 times.
我将故事简短，其实这期间我总共这样子倒下了3次。
Same symptoms. It started from here, then suddenly I lose.My motor function and I collapse.
就是在不同的时候，同样的情况是我的颈项突然一阵刺痛，然后我就慢慢就倒下了。
3 times I collapse at home, 1 time in the church.
3次是在家里，1次是在教会。
And every time same thing, everyone pray, and then after that I'm okay.
每一次很奇妙的就是当我们做祷告之后，我就恢复正常。
Actually, God was trying to tell me, and my wife was asking me.Have you done something wrong?
其实
神 Do you want to repent?
是在提醒着我。我妻子也问我，你是不是做了一些什么错事？你要悔改。
I said no lah.
我就跟他说，当然没有了。
But deep in my heart, the fear is building up.
但是在我内心深处，那个害怕的感觉越来越强烈。
I know what's going on, but I keep suppressing the feeling.
我知道到底问题出在哪里，但是我还是一直压抑着。
I'm stubborn and foolish.
我是愚昧并且非常固执的人。
So we went for after that we decided to see a doctor.
之后我们决定再看一个医生。
Okay, cut the story short. We have seen so many doctors, and all the doctors say there's nothing wrong with me.
但是我所看的所有的医生都告诉我一切正常。
There's one physician who say.Who wants to refer me to psychiatrist? He say, "I have."
其中一个医生还要建议我去看心理医生。
Another doctor asked me to see a medium.
有另外一个医生告诉我去找。
He say something dirty must have gone into you.
寻求灵界的帮助，就是说可能有一些肮脏的东西靠近我。
I also went to a Chinese physician and try the acupuncture.
也到中医师那里去针灸。
And I almost died in that clinic.
我差一点就死在那个中医师的房间里。
They poked me with the needles and put some current, electricity current.
他们用针扎我，然后放一些电流。
And they left me there. They say I'll come back 15 minutes.
然后把我丢在那里，说50分钟后再倒回来找我。
So just about I think 5 minutes, and I lost my motor function and I had a hard time breathing and I'm going into a seizure. I was shaking.
5分钟过后，我就感觉到心跳好像要停止了，然后肢体又不能活动，然后就真的好像要死掉一样。
It's like in a horror movie, you know?
就很像在恐怖片里一样。
I shouted, but no one comes.
我喊叫，但是没有人来救我。
And I pray and I struggle to reach out my arm and get my mobile phone. I managed to call my wife, and my wife came with the physician.
我就及时的拿起手提电话打电话给我妻子，然后妻子就跟医生一起过来。
And they were shocked and see their face, they panic.
我看到他们脸的时候，我自己也吓到，因为他们是非常担心，非常的紧张。
And I couldn't move on the bed for another 1 hour. After that, I regained my my function and I go home.
我差不多躺在床上一个小时动不了，然后才恢复肢体活动的能力。
And the Chinese physician says, he say you must go to a surgeon immediately. I don't think so. This is a simple thing.
中医师告诉我，你必须要马上的进行手术，这不是一个普通的事情。
So we went to I was admitted to the hospital.
我就被送入住院。
In the morning until 7 p.m., no one do anything to me. I just lie on the bed.
我就躺在医院的床上，直到第二天早上七点，没有人来为我进行任何的检测。
I think the surgeon made a mistake because he was reading my MRI report, which was made 1 year ago. He said, "It's impossible anything could happen to you in such a short time."
那医生看了我之前一年前做的那个报告，他就认为说不可能在这么短时间又发生事情，应该没问题。
So from 7 o'clock, my pain came back, and I endured the pain until midnight.
那七点早上我就一直忍痛忍到半夜。
They given me painkiller, but it was no use.
他们给我止痛药，但是没有一点用处。
And the pain reached a point where my body could not take it anymore. I went into a seizure. I was rattling on the bed like a prawn in a hot wok.
我直到我的身体痛到不能承受，我就一直在好像抽筋，然后就。
According to.
好像虾子在跳。
在
锅里跳， yeah. 热锅里跳。
And I can't remember what happened. I also lost my mind. According to my wife and my sister, they say I was scolding people when I was on the bed.
我应该是已经不知道自己在干嘛了，因为妻子跟姐姐告诉我我在床上乱骂人。
Then they quickly call the doctors to come.
他们就赶紧叫医生过来。
And they scan again, MRI scan again, they don't see anything.
又照了磁石，等一下我再，哇塞，核磁共振，但是医生还是说没有问题。
But before that, the doctors were still not convinced, so he poke a needle through all my bodies and see whether I have feelings, but actually I have no more feelings. Only my head can move.
那医生就用针扎我身体的某个部分，全部的部分都没有感觉，只有我的头以上的部分还可以动。
And I also already cannot breathe. I thought I'm going to pass out.
我也已经不太能够呼吸，我以为我就会昏过去。
Then the doctor also panicked and he ordered to have me scan, go through a CAT scan.
就再去做一个扫描。
Then he found out in my neck there is a big bleeding.
就发现到在我的颈的后部有一块很大的积血。
Okay, you can start to show the gruesome photo.
现在可以看那个很可怕的照片了。
So immediately the doctor said, "You must sign. You must agree for the."Surgery. Otherwise, you won't survive. You surely will die.
医生就说你一定要签字，一定要签字来进行手术，要不然你肯定会死。
So of course, I willingly sign.
那我很愿意的签了。
And the doctor also says that he's still not very certain what is the cause and what is the problem.
其实医生说他也不确定这个原因在哪里，也不确定这个病。主要的原因在哪里？
But he said the risk is very high.
但是他对我说，这个手术的风险非常的高。
He said you must be prepared when you wake up, or if you survive, you will lose some of your functions.
医生说你要有心理准备，如果要是你可以醒过来的话，你也可能失去一些肢体的活动能力。
You know what went through my mind at that time?
你知道那时候什么闪过我的？
I was still so stubborn.
我还是那么的固执。
Actually, if normal for normal people, we will start to repent and go, "Oh, please forgive me," you know this. But I did not.
可能一般正常的人就会跟神说：“神啊，我现在悔改，我会怎样怎样。”
I don't want to promise God. God, if you make me better, I become. I don't want to make that promise. I don't want to patronize God.
我不要答应神说，如果你医治我，我就会做什么什么事。我不要。
But I knew in my heart that I'm not going to die.
但是我的内心深处知道我不会死。
But Before I went to the surgery, just for the sake, I still tell my wife I love you in case I don't come back.
在我还没有进去手术室的时候，我跟我的妻子说我爱你。
So、
就是因为我害怕
God,
可能我还是醒不过来。
So the next day, I went through the surgery.
第二天我就进去手术室。
When I opened up my eyes, I was okay.
那我张开眼睛我醒过来了。
And thank God, I recovered very fast. I think within 2 weeks, I recovered.
我
one week, yeah.
我在一个星期之内就复原了。
And after that, I start to ponder why this happened.
那时我就开始回想为什么这件事情会发生。
I start to pray to God.
我向神祷告。
I say, God, if you want to use me, you have to change me.
我就对神说，神啊，如果你要重用我，那你就要改变我。
Because I know I'm a very, I'm not a submissive person.
因为我知道我不是一个顺服的人。
And if I'm not submissive, it's better I become a normal member. Because if you're a normal member, the deacons or the minister can rebuke you, and you have to submit.
那如果我那么不顺服，我还是做一个普通的信徒就好了，至少还有长职来责备我。
But if you're a deacon and you're not submissive, you'll cause the church a great deal of problems.
但是如果你是执事，你却不顺服，那可能会为教会带来许多的问题和麻烦。
So actually, I think too much. You know, these are things that I should not think.
但是我觉得我想太多了，这不是我应该考虑的事情。
So indeed, God changed me through this experience.
神借着这个经验来改变我。
He left a very deep mark on my neck.
他让我的颈项留下了一个很深的一个疤痕。
And he reminded me not to be stiff-necked.
他提醒我不可以再，就是固执、顽固、
Because
顽梗。
The surgery actually removed 3 columns from my neck, so my neck was soft at that time.
就是手术其实去掉了我三段什么？三。脊椎骨啊
，Yeah, I also
就是已经拿掉了三段脊椎骨里面的三段骨，所以那时我的颈项是比较柔软的。
So I also thank God that when I after the surgery there is no side effects. There seems to be no side effects.
在手术之后也没有任何的副作用。
I remember after the surgery, my mom bring to the hospital my favorite food.
那手术之后，我母亲就。将我最喜欢吃的食物带到医院去。
I even eat prawns, you know.
我还可以吃虾子。
So, but something did, God did make some difference on me after this surgery.
但是手术之后，神有让我进出现了一些改变。
I realized that I have lost some pieces of my memory.
我发现到有一小部分的我的回忆是不见了。
And it seems like my brain is a little bit more empty than the past.
好像我的头脑有一部分是比以前更空白了。
Maybe that is good because I went through a lot of bad things and all those bad memories actually accumulated and actually influenced how I look at things.
因为那些不好的回忆其实有影响着我对事情的看法。
So nowadays I don't have very good memory. Actually, I forget things quite fast.
那现在我的记忆力也不是很好，我很快的就会忘记一些事情。
So I hope I can also forget about all the bad things.
我希望我可以忘记那些不好的事情。
So that's why this year they propose that they give me a second chance whether I want to accept to be ordained.
今年他们就给我第二次的机会，问我愿不愿意来被按立执事。
But now the way I look at divine work is very much different.
现在我对圣工的看法就有所不同了。
In the past, I was very self-centered.
之前我是非常以自我为中心的。
So what I learned is that when we do divine work, we don't just do what we like.
那我学习到的就是，我们做圣工的时候，不可以只以我们喜欢的方式来进行。
And when we do divine work, we should ask ourselves, is this our hobby or is it a service?
我们做圣工的时候，必须要问自己，这是一个服事的圣工，还是我们的喜好？
Like preacher shared, when we do something that we do not like to do, but we still do it, means we are submissive and it's a service to God.
那就好像传道说的，如果我们做我们不愿意做的事，这就是一个服事的工作。
And I feel that after the ordination, actually God changed me. I feel the difference.
我可以感觉到不同，就是当我在被安立之后，我相信神有改变我。
I always in my prayer ask God to mold me and make me and change me.
那在我每次的祷告里，我就求神来磨练我，来塑造我，成为他要我的样子。
Please make me to do what according to your will, not my will.
我祷告祈求神让我按照他的旨意去行，而不是我自己的意思。
This is what happened to me.
这就是发生在我身上的事情。
That changed my life.And also my perception of divine work, the service to God.
它改变了我的人生，也改变了我对侍奉和圣工的看法。
Of course, sometimes I still have some negative thoughts, but every time I have that, I always touch my neck.
当然，我有时还是会有不良好的想法，但是每一次这种消极的想法出现，我就会摸一摸我的后颈。
And every time I want to be naughty and try to be stubborn, I'll touch my neck.
每一次我想要固执的时候，想要不听话的时候，我也摸一摸我的颈项。
So I really give thanks to God for the second chance.
我真的感谢神给了我第二次的机会。
And I really thank God He used this heart.Method to form me and to change me.
我也感谢神用这个严厉的方式来改变我，来塑造我。
So if our brothers and sisters who are like my characters, I advise you to not to be like me.
如果弟兄姐妹有像我这样的个性，我真的要劝勉你们不要像我一样。
You don't have to go through this.
你不会想要经历这一切。
You will never win against God.
你不会胜过神。
And if you submit yourself totally to God, then you will find peace and joy in your service.
如果你全然的顺服神，你就会在你的服事里找到喜乐跟平安。
My testimony ends here. All glory to our beloved Lord Jesus.
我的见证到此，一切的荣耀归给我们天上的父神。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It's a wonderful testimony.
这是一个非常好的见证。
I think it's a very timely testimony.
也是一个非常符合这个时机的见证。
Because in the church, we are wanting to pass down the faith, isn't it?
因为在教会里，我们要传承这个信仰。
And we want more people to do the work.
我们要更多的人来做圣工。
I believe it, for me, I know UK church.
我了解英国教会。
And our youth in our church.
我也了解我们在英国教会的弟兄姐妹。
So I think that in the future we need more deacons, isn't it true?
我也相信在未来的日子里，我们会需要更多的执事。
So we need more good deacons to help do the work.
我们需要更多好的执事来推展圣工。
And so I believe this is God sent.
我相信这是神派来给我们的。
Really, I'm not trying to join up the that, but it's really true. The end time, we need people who are willing to join the mission.
在末世的时候，我们需要愿意加入这个使命的人。
But I do believe,
但是我也确信
if we have the fear of God,
如果我们有敬畏神的心
if God commands us and wishes for us to be his slave,
如果神来要我们做他的奴仆
then we should accept humbly.
我们要谦卑地接受。
But I do believe,
我也相信
what happened to Deacon Peter?
发生在彼得执事的事情
，may it happen among us，
也可能发生在我们的身上。
Because then，
因为
I know，
我知道
100%，
100% 的知道
that God loves us very much，
神非常的爱我们。
He prepared workers for us，
他为我们预备工人。
Changes people，
他也改变我们。
So that help build up His church，
来帮助我们帮他建立教会。
So whether in easy way or good way。
不管是容易的还是不容易的方法
Now I totally believe
我现在全然的相信
God will do his work
神会做他的工
With or without you
就算有你没你也一样
But if you don't want to
但是如果你不愿意
Always touch your neck
摸一摸你的后颈
You will remember Deacon Peter
你就会想起彼得执事
Praise God
赞美主